Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, May 7th. The grains closed higher with July corn up 2.25 cents, closing at 366.5. July beans up 0.5 cent, closing at 830.75. And July wheat up 2.25 cents, closing at 439.5. A little bit of a turnaround Tuesday here today. The Dow Jones is currently down 586 points. Indicating that they don't believe that there's going to be any trade deal. Why the grains bounced is frankly beyond me, but it looks like maybe some guys were coming out of equities, maybe putting some money into commodities, but I think it's a dead cat bounce. Without a trade deal, this market is going nowhere. We've got certainly some delayed corn plantings out here, but when you look at the world carryouts, I don't think it's going to make a big difference. We'd really have to have, lose, 5-6 million acres of corn and then have a terrible summer growing season to really put a dent in some of these carryouts. So I just don't see that happening for the time being. I think the market is certainly disappointed that there's no trade deal. Apparently, they're going to be in town. The Chinese are coming in Wednesday, Thursday. It's unclear whether the vice premier is coming too. Could the president pull a rabbit out of his hat and get something done? I don't know. But as it looks for the time being, it doesn't look like there's a trade deal. That just cannot be good news for these markets in the long run. We had beans, bean meal and bean oil making new contract lows here today. Let's take a quick look at the bean chart. The beans, in order to fill the gap, would have had to trade up to 40.5. They can only get up to 36.25. The corn did fill the gap at 66 and actually closed over it by 0.5 cent. I don't know that that's really that impactful out here. But we've got crude oil down 83 a barrel. I don't know what's going to rescue this market. Every day that goes by that we don't have a trade deal, it's just not good. These grains are going to seek the lower levels. Funds maybe bought a little bit of grain in here today, but they're still short 290,000 contracts of corn, 150,000 beans, 60,000-70,000 contracts of wheat. So I just don't know where the strength is going to come from out here if the funds don't cover. I don't see the commercials stepping up and buying a lot of grain. There's very little hedged for new crop for most farmers, and a lot of farmers still have a lot of old crop in their bins, which tells me there can be more downside pressure out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.